these will be the first major nuclear talks since the election of President Hassan Rouhani and his stated commitment to resolve the standoff over Iran's nuclear program.
I assure you that on the Iranian side, this will is there fully, 100%, that within a very short period of time, there will be a settlement on the nuclear issue.
Iran says this nuclear program is for peaceful civilian purposes. The West and Israel believe Tehran is trying to develop nuclear weapons. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Tuesday's talks in Geneva are to determine Iran's intentions.
If they do intend to be peaceful, I believe there's a way to get there.
U.S. officials say they're encouraged by the energy and determination of the Rouhani administration. Former U.S. Ambassador Adam Airlie says the new president is savvy.
He read his audience very well, and his audience was clearly the American public and American policymakers. He came across as moderate. He came across as open to compromise. He came across as a breath of fresh air.
Especially when compared to former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, says Cato Institute analyst Doug Vandal.
Now, we may not look at him as a moderate, but with, you know, compare him to Ahmadinejad, you know, this is a major step forward. So I think the administration can make the case, give this some time.
But Israel says time is what Iran wants so it can develop a nuclear weapon. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev.
Our concern is that the Iranian promises, the Iranian words of good faith are in fact a smokescreen, a cover for the continuation of their aggressive military nuclear program. And what are the facts? Israel will look at what Iran does, not what it says.
Israel says it reserves the right to attack Iran to prevent it from developing an atomic weapon. That's an escalation the Obama administration is working hard to avoid, says Doug Bandow.
Military strikes really just tell the Iranian government you've got to have nukes. It's the only way to protect yourself. There's a lot of downsides.
All the more reason to reach agreement with President Rouhani, says Adam Airlie, but a comprehensive agreement.
If we see hesitation, if we see monkey business, if we see, trying to get around the question or around the issue, then we'll know that it was all style and no substance.
The United States says economic sanctions against Iran will remain in place until Tehran takes concrete and verifiable steps to comply with its international obligations. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.